Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Time to catch up with my good friend, my buddy, my co-host on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. He is Greg Matzik. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Pumpkin Spice Johnny, how are you, my friend?
You're a pumpkin spice guy, right?
I kind of am. Like, there's something about the fall season that I just love. I love seeing the leaves change colors and stay on the tree more so than I like them in my lawn. We've got a pumpkin patch that's walking distance from our house. We love taking the girls down there to grab pumpkins, grab gourds, decorate the house. They get all into it. I think because it's Emily's favorite season and my favorite season, by extension, it's now our daughter's favorite season. We love the fall. Everything about it.
Do you put up the corn stalks? Do you buy a hay bale? Do you carve pumpkins? What do you do to decorate the house this time of year?
Yeah, we do. We get after it a little bit early, too. There's one family in our subdivision in particular that gets mums in like July before you can even find them at stores. I think Emily is starting to teeter down that path. She likes to make that transition into fall. I don't mind hanging on to summer when we still have things in bloom. But I love it. The mums that we have at the house, we do get some corn stalks and hay bales. It's just fun. And now the kids like the outdoor decorations for Halloween, so we get kind of overboard on that stuff too, which is entertaining. They have a great time with it. It's an all-encompassing season that really for us it goes September through, I think, the early part of November, at least until we see snow, it feels like.
I've had no luck with two things. Tomatoes, I don't know why I can't do tomatoes, and mums. Aren't mums supposed to be the easy thing? I can never get the mums to last as long as I want.
That's a thirsty plant there, John. You got to get a lot of water. Yeah, okay. Mums suck up the water big time.
All right, that's a good tip. All right, tell me about the girls in Halloween, because Halloween is just a few weeks away. Do the girls, your girls are how old?
So 8, and then our daughter Kendall just turned 7. Riley is 8 going on 17.
And they're beautiful girls. That's funny. They're beautiful, beautiful girls. Halloween. What is Halloween like in the Matzik household? Do they like to get dressed up?
Yeah, it's chaotic. It's what it is. So we're now at a point where we do an evening trick-or-treat on the Saturday before Halloween. Sometimes it jives when Halloween is on that Saturday. And it's a fun subdivision thing, right? People are riding around. Some people have little golf carts that they drive around.
Fun.
The kids hop off the back and they run door-to-door. Trick-or-treat in our subdivision is also as much fun for the adults, if you know what I'm saying, as it is for the kids. But it's now turned to the point where they've got so many friends in the neighborhood that it's just chaos. And one group is going one direction, one group is going the other direction. Emily and I sort of split up. Like, we're beyond the point where we're carrying one child, and the other one is, you know, maybe able to make it to 4 or 5 houses before they get tired.
Now you can carry a beverage instead.
Exactly, and that may happen. At a time. So it's great. I mean, it's why we live where we live and chose to live where we live. But watching the girls just get excitement for Halloween, they beam for it. They think about their costumes in mid-June, awesome. Right? That's just kind of the stage we're at with them, and we love it.
I didn't know this was controversial, but apparently it is. I hand out popcorn, little individual bags of popcorn.
That's right.
But my question is, what do the Matziks hand out at Halloween?
Okay, so Emily and I have this debate. Should we go full-size with candy bars? And I feel like the answer should always be yes, but we're also in that phase where we leave with the kids to go trick-or-treating.
Oh,
so we kind of have this unattended sort of situation at our house where I guess our Nest doorbell is watching what happens and the hands going in our bin, but we always feel like if we do too much of the big full-size stuff, that stuff's going to get ripped out before enough kids get around. So
Gone.
We settle on the big variety packs from Costco, and we buy way too much.
Yeah, that's good, though. Then you have leftovers.
Exactly.
You can bring it into work and share it with your friends. That's
going to happen.
What do the Grindles do? Your neighbors with Lane Grindle, who's one of the really, really good guys. How do the Grindles handle fall in the neighborhood?
Yes.
You got a view right of their house, literally.
Exactly. So this will be our first year sort of celebrating with the Grindles. So Lane and I are big college football fans, and the night of trick-or-treating, the Badgers play Ohio State, so we might have a little TV set up on the patio. Our backyards do sort of come together in a cul-de-sac we live in. Lane has hung a ghost in the last couple of days. There was a ladder out, which I was nervous about for him. So he hung a ghost. I think there's some sort of beach ball as the head. And then he's got this cool little, it's like a Christmas light, but it's like a purplish Halloween color, but it's on a spider web. So emitting from the rain gutter in the front of the house, there's this large spider web that goes into the Grindle's front yard.
That's pretty fancy. Good stuff.
That's good. The ladder is still there, by the way.
You have a beautiful family. Hope you have a great fall. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Man, that was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Beautiful family. Fun ideas, great stuff. Always fun to hang out with Greg for a little bit. If you'd like more information on the show, it's really easy. Check out WTMJ.com. Experience Wisconsin information is there. Hope you have a great rest of your fall weekend. I'm John Mercure. We'll talk again next week.